This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. The author of over 30 books, including Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. On today's program, Gratitude for Your Miraculous Body, The Healing Power of Being Grateful, with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. That's 800-331-3981.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Gratitude is the key to a happy life that we hold in our hands, as our guest on today's This Week in America in her latest book, Uplifted. Now, according to Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., if we are not grateful, then no matter how much we have, we will not be happy because we always want to have something else or something more. Motivational speaker, frequent radio, TV talk show guest, author of many books, Susan says that every day we should make it a priority to cultivate an attitude of gratitude. And a great place to start, she suggests, is with our own physical body. As she writes in Uplifted, too often we take our miraculous body for granted until something goes wrong with it. So in today's program, Susan will inspire you to find ways to be more thankful each day so that you can reap the many benefits. Susan, welcome back to the program. Good topic today. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick. And I'm grateful that I get this wonderful blessing of being with you at least once a month. Thank you.
Well, I thank you because we really reach out. You reach out and make life better for so many people. A great topic today, gratitude for your miraculous body, the healing power of being grateful. Let's start off with the importance of gratitude. What is it to you, and what about being grateful that helps elevate our mood and makes us better?
Yeah, exactly. So I often refer to gratitude as a low-effort yet high-reward activity. It's defined as the quality of being thankful or the readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. And we've all experienced gratitude in one way or another. There's so many studies showing that individuals who practice gratitude more regularly are less depressed and generally happier than those who do not. And this makes sense to most of us, especially when we think about times when we've been most grateful, usually in times when we've had a windfall, abundance, or in times when we've triumphed over something, come through challenges to succeed. And there's no question that how nice it feels to feel good. So for most individuals, feeling good fuels pleasant, upbeat thoughts, which then creates a positive feedback loop that spirals into happiness.
What do you say to those people, and probably some listening to the interview, that say, you know, I don't have anything to be grateful for? What do you say to people that say gratitude is wonderful, but I don't have anything to be grateful for?
Yes, now that is an excellent question, because I do hear it from time to time, and I address this in detail in Uplifted, but what if someone is not experiencing a peaceful, cheerful period in their life? What if it's a time of loss or grief, shame, anxiety, or enduring pain day after day? Or maybe you're emerging from a food coma. That can happen to people where they just eat and eat and eat and can hardly exist. Or maybe you're waking up yet again from another hangover, and so on. So in times when life looks bleak, can just the simple act of writing things, let's say, for example, in a journal for which we're grateful daily, can that really make a difference to change our mindsets or even change our physiology? And the great news is, Rick, that the science says yes. This is so exciting to me.
You mentioned Uplifted, and that's one of Susan's new books. You'll find it at her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Information on all of her books there. You can order. You can order autographed copies there as well. Book also available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places, bookstores all across the country. I was fascinated about what you wrote in Uplifted about the power of using more positive emotion words rather than negative emotion words for improving our mental health. Explain that, please.
Yes. And we know that since COVID hit, so many people are experiencing very negative mental health. So I love all the studies that are now being done, and universities have compared and studied the effects of initiating gratitude letter writing with general journaling of thoughts in college students getting counseling for mental health improvement. And the studies clearly showed that a higher percentage of positive emotion words and a lower percentage of negative emotion words in the gratitude letter writing corresponded to an improvement in mental health. And the researcher concluded that overall, using fewer negative emotion words was pivotal to this benefit, and the results were significant after at least a month of daily activity. And that's one of the reasons why in Uplifted I devoted an entire chapter to listing my favorite 260 positive words in case anyone needs suggestions on how to speak or write in a more positive light.
And again, the book Uplifted and all of Susan's books, information on her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Follow her on Twitter at SusanSmithJones. Expand, if you would, on, please, on what you wrote about being less negative and more positive. And you say it can actually change our brain physiology and the inflammation in our body. Explain that. So there are many benefits to gratitude.
Yes, and this is so exciting to me. Now, what's so important about using fewer negative emotion words and ones that drive emotions like guilt, shame, jealousy, envy, and resentment is that these change the brain function. Using positive negative words improves immune function and beneficially affects one telomeres to increase longevity. telomeres are the protective tips of your DNA critical for aging. An fMRI, which is functional magnetic resonance imaging, which measures brain activity by detecting changes associated with blood flow. So the fMRI, they looked at this on participants who practiced gratitude and showed, they found, greater activity in the medial prefrontal cortex, which is where we make decisions and learn. And then the studies also looked at the inflammatory responses following gratitude tasks, and it showed a favorable reduction in TNF-alpha and IL-6. Now, these are two of the main cytokines that can increase inflammation responses in the body, and it's really necessary, Rick, to keep them in strict balance. If they're higher than normal for longer periods of time, we can see the elevated inflammation effects, which can cause damage to our cells. So bottom line here, which is very exciting, is that practicing gratitude helps maintain this needed balance.
Does performing gratitude tasks that you talk about, does that affect our emotions, help us, you know, become less angry, more balanced, even maybe, hopefully, age at a slower pace?
And yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
see,
good.
The amygdala, yes, that's it. Okay, next question. The amygdala is the emotional regulatory center of the brain. You've probably heard of that before. And it works with our prefrontal cortex to initiate appropriate emotional responses to our environment and situations and stressors. And if the amygdala is overprimed or overreactive, it can definitely lead to unbalanced or over-the-top emotional reactions to situations like what I encounter a lot in Los Angeles, where I live here in Brentwood, like road rage when someone cuts you off, or screaming at someone who accidentally bumps into you. And in these situations, the rational part of the prefrontal cortex isn't able to provide the balance to tell our brains that the situation is not really a big deal and the offenders didn't intend to make us angry. Studies show that performing gratitude tasks reduces the amygdala's reactivity, helping to ensure healthy responses to stressors. And I read a fascinating book recently called The Telomere Effect, and the authors of the book discuss how positive and resilient thinking, improvement in well-being, and engaging fully with life have a proven association with longer telomeres. And studies show that the shortening of one's telomeres is one of the aspects of aging faster. So choose to be grateful, and you'll have a higher quality, longer lifespan.
So much more on this in Susan's new book, Uplifted. Also more on her website, SusanSmithJones.com. The Healing Power of Being Grateful, our topic on the program today. How can we elevate our mood with a change in our perspective? How does that work, and how can we actually elevate our mood?
Yes, and this is how we can all be more preactive in how we live, preactive, proactive, and decide the kind of day we want to have. And besides the science that shows the physical and emotional benefits of gratitude, I think that each of us can feel the difference in our attitudes on a bad day or at a bad moment when we just maybe we just say a prayer, or we say a quick thank you, or simply appreciate one thing that's going right. It's up to us to choose to do that. And these often cause a change in perspective that is undeniable. So it's a point of reminding yourself, I can think a little differently. I can choose to think positively, what am I grateful for right now?
More on the healing power of being grateful with our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., our website, susansmithjones.com. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back with Dr. Susan right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. That's 800-331-3981.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-239-7264. 800-239-7264. 800-239-7264. That's 800-239-7264.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
More on the healing power of being grateful with our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., our website, susansmithjones.com. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back with Dr. Susan right after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, our guest on the program is motivational speaker, frequent radio, TV, talk show guest, and author of many books, including her newest Uplifted, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. We're talking about gratitude for the miraculous body, the healing power of being grateful. Susan, can you give us some suggestions how to make gratitude cultivation more of a habit in our lives? How do you go about it, for example, in your life?
Well, this is what I do, and I give you lots of examples of it, actually over 100 of them in Uplifted. But here are four that I do quite frequently, is, and I encourage people to do this too, to be present in the moment. You know, use the senses to be fully engaged right now. Don't focus on the back or past or regret it. Don't project into the future. Because really, neither are truly real. All we have right now is the present moment, the now. It's the ground you stand on. And there are infinite possibilities of blessings in this moment. And secondly, my grandmother taught me this as a teenager, and I've been doing it for decades, and that is to keep a gratitude journal. And every day I recommend that people make a commitment and write down at least three things for which you are grateful every day at some point during the day or before you go to bed at night. Try to make them a little different each day. Thirdly, and this is a spin-off of a gratitude journal, and for some it's a little bit harder, but it's useful for cultivating self-compassion and esteem. And that is to write down three things for which you're grateful about yourself. And again, try to make it a new entry every single day of things that you write down. And as mentioned, I write more about this in Uplifted, and I use this technique in my private practice, asking people, what are they grateful for in their body or their life right now? What do they appreciate most about themselves? It's interesting for many people how difficult that is, but it works really well, and just as well, and sometimes better than affirmations. And the last little tip that you can do, make it really practical, and we've heard this, Rick, pay it forward. You know, a simple concept, but a very powerful one. You know, choose one thing that comes into your life and practice a moment of gratitude with it. Then stop, notice the moment, the gift, the blessing, and appreciate it. For example, maybe you find a quarter or a penny or a dollar bill on the street. Maybe a stranger gives you a smile. Maybe you get a compliment. Maybe you stop to buy a cup of tea for yourself. Maybe you got an unexpected thank you card. Whatever the blessing or gift is, try to provide that experience for someone else. Make it a habit to pay your blessings forward in some way in the coming week. Being of service to other people helps to shift you towards more joy. We all want and need more joy, and that's a win-win method to increase happiness for both you and another person. And as mentioned, I have about 100 suggestions, actually about 130, on how to pay it forward in Uplifted, simple ways to appreciate yourself and how to affirm and create a more positive, enriched life.
Great tips, and they all are doable. Our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. You mentioned in both Uplifted and the companion book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, that appreciating the miraculous bodies is a great place to start for cultivating gratitude. How can we share your enthusiasm? Tell us something amazing facts about our physical bodies for which we can all be grateful. For some of us, we just sort of tolerate our body, but we really should be in amazement at what God has given us. Talk about some of the benefits and some areas we'll get satisfaction and appreciation of the body.
Yeah, and Rick, I love talking about this because I think most people just complain about what's going on in their bodies and they take their body and health for granted until something goes wrong with it. So I'm going to suggest that starting this week and always, let's honor our body and treat it with tender, loving care. Sometimes you may feel like your body's beginning to creak or fail you on the outside.
Yes.
But really, yeah, do you ever stop to consider how incredible it is, the miraculousness of what's going on inside? You know, there's really so much going on, and everything fits together so well that it's almost impossible to comprehend it all. So I'm going to go through some reminders about what's going on in your miraculous body right now every single day. And you kind of alluded to this a moment ago. This is the way I see it, too. God has blessed us with an amazing body. And one of our gifts back to God is to take care of our health and to be a shining example to other people in our lives that our health is important to us. So let's go through some of our body parts, and you can see how miraculous your body is and what it does every single day. I think it will leave you in wonderment. Let's start with the main big muscle of the body, the heart. Rick, every day your amazing heart pumps about 2,000 gallons. That's over 7,000 liters of blood through its chambers. It beats more than 100,000 times a day to achieve this incredible feat. Let's look at your breathing. You take around 17,000 breaths in a day on the average, and you don't have to think about a single one of them. Yet if you want to stop breathing temporarily, you can voluntarily hold your breath. A typical pair of adult lungs can hold a huge 6 liters of air. How about cancer prevention? Every day, your body ensures that you don't contract cancer thousands of times over. You see, cancer is formed when cells are altered in a way which reprograms their DNA, and it's estimated that tens of thousands of cells suffer cancer-causing lesions every day, but the body sends its special enzymes scuttling around to inspect those DNA strands for faults and fix them when they turn into tumors. And then let's mention that big muscle up in your head, the brain. Your brain doesn't stop working. Well, let's just say most people.
Yes.
It's estimated that about 50,000 thoughts pass through it each day on the average, but some scientists recently put this figure closer to 60,000 for the deep thinkers. Now, that's all of your audience. Now, that's a whopping 35 to 48 thoughts every minute.
And we're able to remember so many of those. That's what's amazing, the power of the brain. Great examples, and we have many more. Susan is going to go through why our miraculous bodies and why we should be grateful. One you mentioned is the stomach, too. Here's another, something we totally take for granted every day, don't we?
It's phenomenal what goes on in our body, and just being grateful every day for your physical body. And hopefully that leads you to desire to take better care of it, too. So stomach. The cells in your stomach lining produce an alkaline substance every few milliseconds to neutralize stomach acid. And if they didn't do this, your stomach would digest itself because some of the acids in your stomach are strong enough to dissolve metals. How about those beautiful two things that you see the world with, your eyes? Rick, you blink about 28,800 times every day, with each one lasting about a tenth of a second. This is a voluntary reflex the body uses to keep the eyes clean and moist, which is pretty crucial given that 90% of the information you process is visual. And you can weigh up any visual scene in just 0.01 seconds. And considering how many people and objects you look at every day, that's remarkable.
That's just amazing. Our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, we're talking about gratitude for your miraculous body, the healing power of being grateful. Susan's website is susansmithjones.com. Follow her on Twitter at susansmithjones.com. Information there on her books, her latest that we've talked about in the program, Uplifted and Wired for High-Level Wellness. Of course, all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Susan will be back again next month, and you can find archives of all of our interviews on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, one of the 22 different podcasting networks, wherever you get your podcast across the country, Apple, Amazon, Google, Spotify, iHeart, Odyssey, all of those. You'll be able to listen to the entire several years of interviews with Dr. Susan. And of course, more information on Dr. Susan at her website, susansmithjones.com.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.